runs right, and he gets buried. Lost the football. Another takeaway by the Jet defense. Knocked out by Jordan Jenkins.
We're going to fight, baby. That's it. Go out there and dominate. That's all we got to do. We're going to get this W. Go out there and dominate. That's it.
In one word, what's the difference for you between your first year and your second year?
Maybe aggressiveness. I mean, I don't know if it's just from going straight from that college season to the Senior Bowl to the combine, the OTAs, and then just back in the training camp or something, but this year just flew by fast, man. It's crazy.
Jordan Jenkins got him again for a one-yard loss.
That was nice timing when you got on the upfield shoulder. It could have been better. That's a hell of a rush.
What has Kevin Green meant to you this season from a preparation standpoint? Because last year, I remember someone asked you, what's Jordan Jenkins' goals for year two? And you said just be a nasty SOB.
Mm. Kevin Green has definitely meant a lot to me because I really like getting his feedback on some things, and I'm really trying to do everything the way he is teaching it to us because it works so well for him. Using some of the techniques KG taught me and some of the other outside backers, I just feel like we're carrying over a little more aggression in how we're playing against the run, how we're playing against the pass, and just the overall mentality is more aggressive than it was last year.
Well, I tell you what, this defense is having a blast. They're putting pressure all over. There's no quit.
As a team now, not the result you wanted, similar record to last year, but this team feels different. And when you talk to people in the locker room, you can tell that everyone's still together. So from someone that's in the locker room day in and day out, what's different about this team?
The biggest difference is we're not settled. We're going out there with intent to win. We're going out there with intent to dominate. And when we lose these games, we don't just blow it off. Like, we don't care. It's just a game, whatever, yada, yada. We generally care about that. And we see all those losses, and we see the team we should be, the team we could have been. And we definitely hold each other accountable, while at the same time, we do it with a level of respect. We're just a well-knit bunch, man. It's just who we are.
Is that almost like a silver lining for this season? Because when you look around, everyone talks about culture and how the organization is developing a culture with young players like yourself. How do you feel about the culture of this team right now moving forward? Because if you're a fan, I would have to imagine you'd be excited.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm going to play devil's advocate because there's also the fan that has the idea that, oh, no, you're no different than the team's past. We've heard this message here. We've heard this message there. Well, in my mind, we weren't that team. We understand the history of this program. We want to bring success to this program. And success is the standard that we hold each other to.